Hello mga kapechay! Welcome to the Pechay Show Season 4. I'm your host, Shari, and in this podcast, we talk about everything and anything about sex and sexuality, love and relationships, because we believe makulay ang buhay sa sinabawang pechay. If you love our show, please support us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please enjoy the show.
Hi, mga kapechay. Welcome to Round 38. Today, we will be talking about songs that make us feel sexy and get us in the mood. I'm sure merong mga times na when you're getting intimate with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and somehow may sense of doubt kang nafe-feel. You could be questioning, siguro you feel like you're not sexy at that moment or you're not really in the mood. The thing is, it's very common and it happens to all of us. It's very common for people to use sensual music to help us get in the mood. Or kung nasa mood ka na and you think wala pa doon yung partner mo, playing some music can definitely enhance yung vibe while getting personal with your special someone. Kaya nga diba, when we watch porn, as in, especially yung porn na old school, like yung Bow Chicka Wow Wow type of porn, we have gotten to a point na we associate those kinds of songs or music with sexy time. And the same applies kapag nanonood tayo ng movies, actually. Like, a change in the theme or kahit background music lang yan can indicate na something romantic or saucy is about to go down. And, I mean, I would definitely love it kung sana in real life, we all have our own sound directors, you know, like kapag nagbabago mood mo, magpiplay yung song na to in real life, but that's just in the movies. And the fact is, it turns out, there is some science behind all of this. Hindi siya accidental thing that happens. Mayroon palang field of study na tinatawag na systematic musicology. And yung study na to focuses on understanding music using research and analysis. For regular people like you and me, we're probably already satisfied with just, you know, well, kasi yung boses ng singer na to or yung guitar riffs ng banda na to sound really sexy and it just gets you in the mood. But scientists actually go deeper beyond that and they put into consideration various aspects and factors such as human behavior as we relate to the song and kung ano yung nagiging result ng behavior na yun. It's really fascinating to see the connection between listening to certain types of music and our behaviors or actions after hearing that type of music. Obviously, we are not gonna go super deep into the science because that's not what our podcast is about. But we are gonna talk about a few distinct processes na nangyayari sa utak natin, which I think on some level we are all aware of. And these processes help us interpret music in specific ways, whether sexual in nature man yan or not. Probably ang pinaka-common to us and pinakamadaling intindihin is learned association. Ito yung result of being exposed to decades of, you know, watching Hollywood movies and listening to pop songs and R&B songs, watching TV series and movies where there's always a sex scene or singing along to songs na talk about love and sex. All of this seemingly normal behavior can create some passive effects, you could call it, na over the years, we have come to build our own music vocabulary sa utak natin, you know, innately without even noticing it. Nagkakreate ng mga cues. These cues are similar to other sensory cues, I would say. Like, I'm sure you could relate na when you smell a certain fragrance or perfume, tapos it reminds you of a specific person, and you start thinking about that person and recalling memories that you had together. It's the same thing as music, I would say. Like, there would always be some songs na kahit na gaano nakatagal, kapag narinig mo, they would remind you of someone. It could either be a good or an unpleasant memory, but definitely there is some association with that song and that memory. So, in that sense, ganun din yung association ng certain types of music with, you know, the act of sex. And I went and asked a few people if they experienced this, because of course personally music is a big part of my life. I used to play some music as a younger person, and I can't go on a day without listening to music, so it's not surprising that I would have some songs in my playlist that I almost always associate with sex. And before researching for all of this, my only explanation was that the melody and the instrumentation of some songs are just really groovy and sensual. And sometimes, of course, in context, yung lyrics mismo are very sensual and they kind of just make you think about the things that they're saying. So I shared na out of so many songs, you know, there are so many good sexy songs in the world, my top two would always be John Mayer's Slow Dancing in the Burning Room and Orange and Lemon's Yakap sa Dilim. I know now that I've listened to Slow Dancing for probably 1,000 times during my lifetime, now it's a very sad song, lyrically speaking. It's about a failing relationship, but God, parang just 5 seconds of the guitar intro alone is enough. Na parang shit, okay, this song is playing, I have to stop what I'm doing and imagine sexy things. It's just that kind of song. And yung Yakap sa Dilim, I've repeatedly told people na it's that song na if you don't think about taking your clothes off while you're listening to it, you're probably not my friend. Because it has that sort of appeal to me. And so, since I knew those things about how I associate music and sex personally, I went ahead and asked other people if they experience this. Kasi an interesting thing is that you don't always have to be in the bedroom, or you don't always have to be with your partner doing sexy things to experience this kind of musical association. Minsan nag-grocery ka, minsan you're working, minsan, you know, you're doing chores and a certain song comes on and it just has that effect and you just get transported to this whole other sexy dimension. And so I asked other people kung na-experience ba nila to, and if yes, with what songs. I've gotten a handful of responses actually, and I'm gonna list a few of them. Some of these I agree with and I have to listen to again kasi yung iba matagal ko na hindi napapakinggan, and yung iba dito I haven't heard yet, so I'm definitely gonna check them out. First, we have the D'Angelo's Voodoo LP. We have Cigarette After Sex songs, particularly the song Sweet Follow You by Bring Me the Horizon, Jeff Buckley's Everybody Here Wants You, and I Want Someone Badly. Paula Cole, Feel in Love. Someone said basically yung buong discography ng Deftones, and I agree. The Color of the Night by Lauren Christie. Pam Param Pam Pam by Dancing Room. Any Song by Alina Baraz. So Into You, covered by Childish Gambino. And Redbone by Childish Gambino. Slow Hands by Nia Horan. Perfect Momol song though. And several songs from the Arctic Monkeys. And I'm sure there's a lot of you guys na may sex playlist. It seems a bit funny if you think about it. Minsan, I made a Spotify playlist for like sexy time a ways ago, and I never really actually used it for the intent and purpose of listening to it while having sex. I had an experience once with a guy na it was a one night stand, and we went to his room and he was like, "Can you choose what music we're gonna play?" Because he had housemates and we had to use music as a buffer, you know. And I was not prepared at that time. Although meron ako sexy playlist, but it didn't even occur to me to play it. So instead, I went and played like my most played rock songs. And in the end, it didn't really matter. Although I guess for the next few months, it was a weird phenomenon of pag nakikinig lang ako ng mga favorite rock songs ko, and I was working or doing something, tapos magpi-play, and then I was getting flashbacks of that one night stand. So I guess the association is real, and it doesn't really matter if it was a sexy song in particular. But yeah, but you know, for personal use, I do have a sex playlist, and a lot of people actually have asked this, particularly sa Pechay Nation GC. It's a fairly common question that newcomers to the chat ask every so often, and people share their playlists and song recommendations, and we could say that music just has this universal appeal. And it's a very strong form of communication, you can say. That's why siguro yung mga lola natin back in the day, they said yes to their suitors na nakaharana sa kanila, because it's not just kilig, is it? It's something, there's something special about a person playing music for you, or even better, singing for you. It's not just the effort, it's not just the talent that comes with it, but it's like a whole other, what do you call it? It's like a whole other language na at that specific, precise moment, it was created and was offered just for you. And it could be a message of love, it could be a sexy message, or both. But it just goes to show that music, it really is a powerful tool and language. There are many emotional responses that a listener can have from music, and actually, you know, even just hearing or listening to someone's voice, as we talked about extensively in a previous episode about voice kinks, whether it's talking or singing, a person's voice can pull you in really intensely, you know. And if we're talking about singers na may rich and full voices or deep voices, then it's more likely na we're gonna get pulled in into a romantic feeling. And obviously, the lyrics of the song have a big part in all of this. Let's take, for example, the Marvin Gaye song, Let's Get It On. It's just straight up about sex. And every time you hear it, you can't think of anything else. But then again, there are songs na they don't explicitly or implicitly talk about sex in the lyrics, but they give that feeling. So, another possibility is how the singer sings and performs the song. For instance, the proximity of the person to the microphone plays a big, big part. I've never thought about this a lot before, but now that I've done some research and, you know, I've done the whole podcasting thing, singing close or talking close to the microphone can trigger a specific response. And, you know, deep singing voices for men are always associated with sex because it could parang give a sign that they are virile and strong and such. So I'm pretty sure at this point you are very familiar with ASMR content, and with keep that in mind that when a singer or a person whispers, moans, pants, screams, these are different singing techniques that could remind us of actual sex if you think about it. There are songs like What Did I Say by Ray Charles. It's a great example where he and the band moans back and forth at each other in an almost orgasmic, orgiastic way. And it's hard to hear that song as anything else besides being sexual in nature. Personal preference will always have something to do with your personal preference in terms of what makes something sexy and romantic. So kapag may narinig ka na kanta na gusto mo, yung brain mo, it rewards you with dopamine, the happy hormone. And when you listen to songs that release dopamine more intensely than others, it's possible it could also make you feel happier, more romantic, sexier. Romance and sex also activate the brain's reward center and release more dopamine. So it's only natural that these two similarities enhance the connection between music and our sexual response. Mga babae in particular experience a stronger effect pagdating sa reward center nila and emotional center. And music can play a big part on attraction for them. That's why I'm not sure if this is applicable to 100% of women, but a fair percentage, I would say, is quote-unquote a victim to musicians. I mean, definitely in college, I was a sucker for musicians. I had an ex-boyfriend who was a musician. I don't know if it's the bad boy image or the fact that someone is a part of a band, or is it really just because of the talent, or is it the perks of having someone singing to you or for you? But definitely it's a huge turn on and attractive factor. We live in a country where we have extreme cultural values that revolve around sex and romance compared to other countries. And those, together with our previous life experiences, can influence not just us, but the people around us and, you know, society as a whole on what songs and sounds and tunes influence what we perceive as sexy and romantic. Of course, there are similarities among all of us, but just like with anything, you know, with sex and anything else, we are all individuals, and musical preference is another one that we can add to that list. So, yung epekto ng isang kanta para sa'yo would probably not be the exact same effect to another person. If you have particular songs that get you in the mood or make you feel sexy, or if you have songs that you and your partner love to listen to while having sex, or even, you know, just getting in the mood, please feel free to share them with us. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I hope you like this episode. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We have two more episodes to go before season 4 wraps up. And I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone because we reached 8,000 plays this week. It's very surreal at this point that people are listening to me blabber. And it's been a great ride. It's a great year for the show and for me. So thank you, everyone. Until next week, take care. Bye.